Welcome to the Mills County Judge's Report, recorded July 31st for airing August 1st. This broadcast may be heard on our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. It is also available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. This last week has been about two things: budget and the grievances of elected officials concerning their salaries. Let's start with talking about the budget. Today I filed the proposed budget with the county clerk. I'm quite proud of that, and I'll go over the reasons. It's not because it's a 39-page document, which it is, but instead, it operates the county on a break-even basis, on effectively a flat revenue stream, provides a tax reduction, albeit slight, and reduces debt levels while addressing some of the problematic spending patterns. Let's get specific. The budget is about big numbers and little numbers. Everybody understands big numbers, thousands, millions, but little numbers are a different animal. When I talk about little numbers, I will be using a term called basis points. That comes from my past life in financial services, but a basis point is 1/100th of a 1%. So, where are we? Well, the proposed budget, which was filed today, has revenue of $5.3 million and expenses of $5.3 million. That's rounded. Actually, it forecast a deficit of $4,677. That's a few basis points. And I would suggest to you that at the end of the day, that will disappear and this is a balanced budget. Now, back to big numbers and little numbers. The appraisal district has certified the tax roll. That's the taxable value of all the property in the county at $650 million. That's up about $12 million from last year. And of that, about $4 million is due to new properties on the tax rolls. And the rest of the $12 million is reappraisal and revaluation of existing properties. So, how do we get from that big number to the $5.3 million in the budget? Well, our tax revenue is effectively flat. Actually, we're getting about $27,000 more in taxes than we got last year. That's reducing the county tax rate. We are reducing the county tax rate, and this is the all-in rate, which has a number of subcomponents, but just to be simple, and if the proposed budget and tax rate are adopted by the Commissioner's Court, it would be 70.4 rounded basis points versus 71.4 a year ago. So we're a basis point better off. Well, so what? Well, if you multiply that times your property appraised value, you have to write a slightly smaller check. Now, if your property was reappraised, the check may be the same or it may even be slightly larger, but in the aggregate, tax rates are going down. Now, in the face of that, we still have about $850,000 of debt service that the county has to make each year from its revenue stream. And we will do that. Then we have the cost of operating the county, which after more than a month of work, we will do that and actually make some improvements. The proposed budget includes about $100,000 to concrete in a series of existing low water crossings, which have been periodically subject to washout. That's not every low water crossing in the county, but it's a start. And I hope to be able to keep that up so over time we concrete in most, if not all, of our low water crossings. We're also replacing one piece of road equipment that's been a maintenance problem. Now, that piece of equipment will cost us a little over $200,000, but we're doing it with cash from the budget, not with any associated debt. So what else are we doing with the budget? Well, we have eliminated across the board cost of living increases and replaced them with something used in several surrounding counties called a longevity plan that makes an annual payment to the more senior employees based on months of service. Now, this isn't a huge cost saving for the county, but what it effectively does is redirect compensation dollars away from the most highly paid employees, which are the elected officials, into the longtime county employees that actually do most of the work. Well, perhaps predictively, we have received salary grievances from four of the elected officials over not getting a raise. Now, by background, Mills County pays its elected officials more than Hamilton County, San Saba County, McCulloch County, Comanche County, and I think the list goes on. Now, I'm just counting the counties that are close to our size, although every one of them is slightly larger. In any case, we have selected a committee of nine individuals who have previously served on the grand jury to hear the grievances of these four elected officials, and that will occur tomorrow, August 1st. So by the time you hear this broadcast, that will be history. You can read about it hopefully in next week's Eagle, and definitely hear about it in next week's Judge's Report. Who are the people that file the grievances? Well, it's two county commissioners, Precinct 1 and Precinct 3, the Justice of the Peace, and the county sheriff. Interestingly, three of those four, actually everybody but the Justice of the Peace, is standing for re-election next year with the primaries occurring in the spring. The committee recommendation will ultimately be presented to the Commissioner's Court later in August. So what happens from this point going forward? You'll see notices in the paper of compensation for elected officials. You'll see a proposed tax rate, and you'll see a public hearing on both of those plus the proposed budget. That public hearing will be at a regular Commissioner's Court meeting later in August. And if you're interested, you're more than welcome to attend and participate. Shortly thereafter, the Commissioner's Court will be asked to vote on each of those matters, and either the recommendations in the proposed budget and proposed tax rate or some modification of it will become in effect. What happens if the Commissioner's Court does not pass a budget? Well, we use last year's budget and the lower of last year's tax rate or the effective tax rate. I don't anticipate that, and I'm hopeful of a unanimous approval of Commissioner's Court for the proposed budget. That's Ed Smith, your county judge. More to come next week.